Good afternoon. My guest this afternoon is Martina Anderson, who, like myself, has been listening to Zen Master Thich Nhat Hanh. In the course of the exposition by the Zen Master, the minister was invited to make a few comments in her capacity as a representative of the Office of First and Deputy First Minister. And she revealed that, in fact, she first started reading the Zen Master's book about mindfulness as a prisoner in Durham Jail, as an IRA prisoner in Durham Jail. So I thought it would be appropriate to have a few words with the minister about that experience and what it meant to her, and I suppose a coincidence that she should end up a minister in government here and actually addressing the Zen Master. Martina, take us through that experience, please.
Well, Durham Jail, when I was in it, had an awful lot of disturbed individuals that I concluded very quickly when I arrived there that many of them should have been in mental institutions getting help. So it was always a very difficult environment to really survive in, I suppose. And one evening, there were two Buddhist monks came into the building wearing orange robes, head shaven, and anyone that was coming in to have conversations with us about what was happening in the outside world was always much appreciated, particularly by Ella Dwyer and myself. And we sat down with them and they started to talk to us about Buddhist meditation. I have never and had never understood the practice of Buddhist meditation, and they spoke to us and asked us would we be interested and coming in and going through your practice with them. And we did, and I began to learn an awful lot about myself as a human being. I began to learn about the kind of emotions and feelings that I had deep within me. I confronted an awful lot about myself within myself and
Brett,
with their
tell
help.
Us, what did you discover about yourself?
I think human beings being what we are, and that we have got attributes and things that happen within us. Whether it was something as simple as having jealousy, whether it was having emotions or feelings about the other, not based on or built on compassion, but built on perhaps an experience that we all have had. But such an experience has been that it has shaped who we are and driven us and drove us to a particular kind of contact with one another. So, and that was even about the screws in the very environment that I were living in, because some of them I felt lacked compassion and some of them treated the prisoners very, very badly.
The Zen Master used the term mindfulness and compassion many, many times in his exposition to the gathering this morning in the Senate. He said, without compassion, you cannot love. Quite profound. Does that mean that your familiarization with compassion, etc., can put you in a position to love somebody like Gregory Campbell, who might not always say nice things about you?
Well, I think human beings being what we are, we can all love each other. And I can say hand on heart, I don't think there's anyone in this world that I could tell you that I hate. There are people that I profoundly dislike. And there are people that I find it hard practicing the meditation that I do around Buddhism to forgive. And for instance, Margaret Thatcher might fall into that category. But Gregory, I don't have any ill feelings for at all.
Martina, did you travel with your Buddhism as such then? You read the book Mindfulness, written by Thich, the Zen Master. Did you live with it? Do you think you've lived that life?
I still, every day of my life, try to breathe in and breathe out. Breathing in, I calm body and soul. Breathing out, I smile. I have a little Buddhist stool that they made for me. I have to admit that I do not practice at all in the way that I once did, and probably the way I should.
As a jailbird in Durham Jail all those years ago, as a member of the IRA, as somebody who was captured and jailed, could you have ever envisaged the day that you would be here as a minister addressing the author of this book about mindfulness, Thich Nhat Hanh?
Never in my wildest dreams did I think that I would meet the dear Thai, as he is referred to. I never thought that I would meet him, and I now am getting the opportunity, hopefully, to get the book signed, and I will cherish that because that book has taken me through many difficult journeys.
Bettina Anderson, my guest this afternoon for emmaandmally.com, meeting the man whose book she read all those years ago as she lay many a dark night in Durham jail as an IRA prisoner, meditating on what the said author was talking about when he was speaking about mindfulness, etc., etc. Bettina Anderson, thank you very much indeed.
Camille Margaret, thank you.